American Language Course, Book 28, Tape 3D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3D. Please look at Figure 1. You're going to listen to a supervisor in an Air Force command post as he briefs a class of newly arrived firefighters and security police. Read the questions in Figure 1 now. Listen and write the answers to the questions.
You mentioned chlorine. What do we need chlorine for and where is it located?
The chlorine, as I mentioned, is used to chlorinate the base swimming pools, and we keep it in a storage shed out by the water tower, another relatively remote area. Our concern with chlorine is the possibility of the gas leaking. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. If you were responding to a chlorine gas leak, what kind of input would you want from the command post?
I would want to know the wind direction so I could approach from upwind.
No, that's correct. And the base commander also needs that input because he is concerned about any people that might be downwind of the leak. If it's in a remote area like our storage area, there's little problem. However, if it occurred when a cylinder was being transported to the pool, he has to be concerned with evacuating any personnel that might be downwind of the leak. Let me ask another question. Is the chlorine gas heavier or lighter than air? Will it ascend into the air or descend to lower-lying areas?
I think it is heavier than air, so it would descend.
That's correct. And that's especially important to remember if the wind should suddenly die or go to very calm winds, because the gas will stay and concentrate in the low-lying areas. Let's see, we've got just a few moments here before the break. Let's talk briefly about fires. Who do you think is involved when we have a fire on the base?
Well, for sure the fire department and probably the security police to keep the spectators away.
And I think the medical people would probably be involved if there were casualties.
You would be involved here in the command post, wouldn't you?
Yes, we certainly would. And as you can see, the same things are showing up. Almost every type disaster requires a unified response. And the base commander, who is usually the on-scene commander, coordinates the effort.
Now, check and verify your answers for Figure 1. Number 1 is the wind direction. Listen.
If you were responding to a chlorine gas leak, what kind of input would you want from the command post?
I would want to know the wind direction so I could approach from upwind.
Number 2 is heavier than air.
Is the chlorine gas heavier or lighter than air? Will it ascend into the air or descend to lower-lying areas?
I think it is heavier than air, so it would descend.
Number 3 is the fire department, the security police, the medical people, and the command post. Verify your answers.
Who do you think is involved when we have a fire on the base?
Well, for sure the fire department and probably the security police to keep the spectators away.
And I think the medical people would probably be involved if there were casualties.
You would be involved here in the command post, wouldn't you?
Yes, we certainly would.
Now turn to Figure 2. Listen to the next section of the briefing. Then answer this question. Why is it important for a fireman to be able to hook onto a main fire hydrant?
Who decides where the firefighting trucks are located?
Usually the fire chief does, based on the information we provide, such as wind direction and any other specific information we may have on the disaster. And I notice you're from the fire department. Why did you ask that particular question?
I drive a pumper, and it's important that I can hook onto a main fire hydrant. If I can't hook onto a hydrant, my output is limited to about 5 minutes. By hooking onto a hydrant, I can pump continuously, and the output pressure is nearly double what it is if I rely on just my internal pumps.
Let's check your answer for figure two. Why is it important for a fireman to be able to hook onto a main fire hydrant? The answer is C.
By hooking onto a hydrant, I can pump continuously in the...
Now look at figure 3. Listen to the last part of the briefing and write the missing words.
Excellent point. That's the kind of detail that's going to be important in our later discussions when we talk about the various various problems or disasters that can occur. It's important for the security police and the base commander and everyone else involved in the accident to know those kinds of details. For example, if the security police know that, they can make sure that the firefighters have a clear path to the hydrant. Anything that will minimize the confusion and the time required for the firemen to respond is a help. And again, it shows the importance of the practice and the unified response. Let's take a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll begin a detailed briefing of each type of disaster.
Listen to the paragraph again and write the words you may have missed last time.
Excellent point. That's the kind of detail that's going to be important in our later discussions when we talk about the various various problems or disasters that can occur. It's important for the security police and the base commander and everyone else involved in the accident to know those kinds of details. For example, if the security police know that, they can make sure that the firefighters have a clear path to the hydrant. Anything that will minimize the confusion and the time required for the firemen to respond is a help. And again, it shows the importance of the practice and the unified response. Let's take a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll begin a detailed briefing of each type of disaster.
When the tape is over, you may turn to the answer page and check your answers. Now turn to figure 4. Listen to a conversation about military base guard dogs, then answer this question. If someone jumps over the fence, how does a military base guard dog react towards the intruder? Listen.
Sergeant, if a dog is on duty guarding the perimeter of the base, what would it do if someone were to jump over the fence or if it found someone inside the fence?
If someone jumped over the fence around the perimeter of an air base, the dog on duty would become aggressive towards the intruder and alert the handler of the intruder, and then the handler can't stop the intruder.
Well, maybe sometimes the dog might be released to...
Yes, if the person runs away and is told to halt, then the dog would be released.
Well, poor victim, huh?
Right.
How does a military base guard dog react towards intruders? The correct answer is B. it becomes aggressive and alerts the handler. Now go to figure 5. Read the question now. Now listen to a conversation, then write down the 3 things that a dog can do better than a person can at night. Listen.
Okay. During a simulated exercise of an attack on the base, what would a dog's role be?
A dog's role in a simulated exercise on an attack on a base would be to walk the perimeter and to detect intruders. A dog would mainly be most useful at nighttime because they see much better at night than a human, and they hear, and their sense of smell is much better. So mainly at nighttime would be the best use for a dog in an attack on an air base.
Write the answer now. Let's check your answer. The 3 things are see, hear, and smell. Look at figure 6. Listen to the conversation twice, then select the breed of dog that has problems with hip dysplasia.
What breeds are best for the different roles of searching for bombs, drugs, and perimeter defense?
We use German Shepherds, Dutch Shepherds, Belgian Shepherds, and mainly Belgian Malinois. We're going to Belgian Malinois now mainly because they don't seem to get hip dysplasia, which is common to German Shepherds, as much, and they have the large size, so they can be used as perimeter fence and drugs or explosives.
Listen once more.
What breeds are best for the different roles of searching for bombs, drugs, and perimeter defense?
We use German Shepherds, Dutch Shepherds, Belgian Shepherds, and mainly Belgian Malinois. We're going to Belgian Malinois now mainly because they don't seem to get hip dysplasia, which is common to German Shepherds, as much, and they have the large size, so they can be used as perimeter fence and drugs or explosives.
Select the answer now. The answer is German Shepherds. Turn to figure 7. Listen to the conversation, then select the 2 choices you should use as advice to someone facing an angry dog that is about to attack.
What should a person do to protect himself if he's attacked by a dog? For instance, in my own neighborhood, if I'm walking or jogging and a dog attacks me, what should I do to protect myself?
Well, first of all, most dogs are not going to attack anybody unless they're pretty much provoked in some way. If for some reason that a dog did happen to go and attack you, one thing is don't stare them in the eyes. That's a challenging to a dog. If you stare the dog into the eyes, you know you're telling him, I want to challenge you. So you look away, completely away. And don't make any sudden movements with your hands, your legs. Don't run away real quick or anything like that, and never run at the dog or try to, I'll scare the dog away or anything like that. That wouldn't work. If the dog has already shown that he's going to come after you, you don't want to challenge that dog any more than anything. Then walk away nice and slow. Don't stare the dogs in the eyes and just try to walk away.
select the two choices you should use as advice to someone facing an angry dog that is about to attack. Let's check your answers. The correct answers are B and C. Listen and verify your answers.
Walk away nice and slow. Don't stare the dogs in the eyes and just try to walk away.
Turn to figure 8. Listen to the conversation and write in the missing words. Listen and write.
What would a trained dog do if it found a bomb or explosives in a car?
If the dog was to find an actual or a training aid, the dogs are trained to sit when they find it.
Just sit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check your answer. You should have written, just sit. Listen again and verify the answer.
What would a trained dog do if it found a bomb or explosives in a car?
If the dog was to find an actual or a training aid, the dogs are trained to sit when they find it.
Just sit.
Mm-hmm.
Look at figure 9. Listen to a conversation. You'll hear a special expression. We often say that a person is green, but in this case, the dog handler spoke of a dog as being green. After listening to the conversation, you should know what the handler meant when he said, "He's totally green."
What steps would a trainer take if he wanted to train a dog to guard the perimeter of a military base?
Okay, a trainer is the person who gets the dog initially here at Lackland. When the dog comes in, he's totally green, meaning the dog knows nothing. Sometimes doesn't even know his name in English. Knows only his German name and German command. So we teach him just about everything from that point on. And what we'll teach him in patrol dog training is a couple of things, and I'll explain each of them as we go along.
Listen again.
What steps would a trainer take if he wants to train a dog to guard the perimeter of a military base?
Okay, a trainer is the person who gets the dog initially here at Lackland. When the dog comes in, he's totally green, meaning the dog knows nothing. Sometimes doesn't even know his name in English. Knows only his German name and German command. So we teach him just about everything from that point on. And what we'll teach him in patrol dog training is a couple of things, and I'll explain each of them as we go along.
Listen to the question again. What does it mean if a dog is totally green? Select your answer. Let's check your answer. The correct answer is C. Verify the answer.
When the dog comes in, he's totally green, meaning the dog knows nothing.
Look at figure 10. Listen to the conversation, then answer this question. Why are the dogs not trained to do more than one thing? Listen.
If you were training a dog to find explosives, would you also train it to find illegal drugs, or are dogs trained to do just one thing?
The dog is trained to do just one thing. You wouldn't train a dog to sniff out and find marijuana and other types of drugs that we train them on, and all of our explosives that we train them on, for the purpose that if he was to sit on one, you wouldn't know if it was the other. Mm-hmm. And the actions taken for the two are different.
Could cause some confusion after talking.
Very, very much.
Listen again.
If you were training a dog to find explosives, would you also train it to find illegal drugs? Or are dogs trained to do just one thing?
The dogs are trained to do just one thing. You wouldn't train a dog to sniff out and find marijuana and all other types of drugs that we train them on, and all of our explosives that we train them on, for the purpose that if it was to sit on one, you wouldn't know if it was the other. Mm-hmm. And the actions taken for the two are different.
Could cause some confusion there, could try to.
Very, very much.
Listen to the question again. Why are the dogs not trained to do more than one thing? The correct answer is A. It could cause some confusion. Listen and verify your answer.
And the actions taken for the two are different.
Could cause some confusion after talking.
Very, very much.
This is the end of Tape 3D, Book 28.